Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the big Aniki. Make sure you check out my other social media and attack that like button. And I got a quick video for you guys. This won't take long, but as you can see, this video is called How to Keep the Gooner Thoughts at Bay While You're at the Gym. And what got me thinking about this was a post that I saw on the ADV board on 4chan. And I was like, you know what, here's an opportunity for me to share some of my techniques that I use to kind of keep myself focused in the gym. When there are a lot of like attractive girls walking around, you know how they're dressed, the big booties, the shorts, and the pants. I don't have to tell you, you already know. So let me read this post real quick. So it says, I saw a woman at the gym today who was so unbelievably beautiful that it genuinely made me depressed. She was ethereal. So no exaggeration. Picture a slightly taller Sydney Sweeney, but with a 12-10 face and as soft as most radiant skin you could imagine. Long blonde hair, flawless body shape. Truly the type of woman you think only exists in anime and Blender models. I saw this today, but a black girl. We walked past each other and locked eyes. And as soon as I walked out of the gym, this wave of misery just consumed me because I know deep down that girl would never find me attractive. She'll never look at me in the way I look at her. Ain't it the truth? It doesn't matter how much I work out, how much I work on my dress sense, my hygiene, etc. That girl would never want me. I was not born with the natural gifts and a stable trajectory during childhood to end up in the same social rank as her. I can only assume what her life is like, but I can guarantee a woman that looks like that is doing way better than me. Academically, financially, socially, with everything. This is depressing. And I'm not even an unattractive guy. I'm no Henry Cavill, but I'm tall, I'm a healthy weight, and I have a decently symmetrical face. Even with that, I just know I'm light years below her league. So my question is, should I kill myself? Damn. Wait, no, don't do it. Or is there some hidden snake oil trick I can use to make myself look like a Giga Chad and be in the same league as women like her? Now, my advice is not going to help this guy according to what his presented options are. Kill myself or become attractive enough to get this girl that's way out of my league. But when I saw this post, it kind of resonated with me a bit because it's a feeling that I felt quite a bit myself. Like sometimes you see a girl that is just mega attractive, just not perfect, but it's just like, damn. And it does, it stings a bit. You know, when you see a girl that attractive and you just know that you have no chance in hell of getting with her. And you'll see this very often at the gym, because you see a different caliber of women at the gym, and you're gonna see women that are like really fit and work on their body. You're gonna see some of the most attractive women in your area probably at the gym. And so how do I deal with being around girls like that at the gym and staying focused and whatnot? And because of course, you know, there's a lot of talk about how women come to the gym dressed, and some guys see it as a distraction. But for like incel type tier guys like him, it's more than a distraction. It's depressing even. And so again, the point of this video is telling you guys like how I deal with it when I'm at the gym. So these are my three tips for keeping the gooner thoughts at bay when you're at the gym. And the last one, I'm telling you, this is some dark art wizardry shit, right? So number one, three, right? And this is very simple, it's obvious. Out of sight, out of mind. Just don't look. Don't look. When I'm at the gym and I'm working out and there are attractive women there, and don't get me wrong, like I enjoy being around attractive women at the gym. But for me, it's kind of different. Like just knowing that they're around, it kind of gives me a bit of it energizes me a little bit. I don't have to sit there and just be staring and looking the whole time. Just knowing that they're there is kind of enough for me to get like that testosterone boost. And so I make it a point to just not look. Now sometimes I go the extra mile. I remember one time I was on the elliptical And one of the women that worked there, I mean, she is damn, right? And she was standing in the area in front of me talking to like a guy and some girls, and the girls were cute too. So right in front of me is just damn, right? And so I'm on the elliptical. I just put my head down and I'm just not looking. So out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes if I see girls in a particular area, I just won't go over there. If I know I'm trying to be focused, I just won't go over there. If a girl happens to be close in my vicinity, again, I just don't look. Like, that's the easiest thing to do, is just to not look. And you look at this story, where did this guy fuck up? Was he looked the girl in the face? Why are you looking her in the eyes? You're trying to hurt yourself. You're trying to feel bad doing stuff like that. Like, dude, I cannot tell you what any of the girls in the gym look like facially. I've never looked at a girl in my gym in the face, ever. I've never done that. I know better. I know every girl by body type, body shape, right? By ass, legs, breasts. I don't know a single girl in there by fake. I've never looked at a girl in her eyes at the gym. I know better than that. So don't do shit like that. Like, walk past her and look her in the eyes knowing you can't get her. But out of sight, out of mind. Seriously, like, it's the most simplest thing in the world. So, because I see all these guys talk about, oh, the girls, the way they dress in the gym. It's like, dude, like, are you lacking such basic self-control that you just gotta look? You just can't stay focused on what the fuck you're doing? Just don't look. If it's that bad. But number two. So one thing about focus is that when the task at hand, like, the more difficult it is, the more like mental focus it requires. So one way to stay focused on your workout in an environment like that, where there are a lot of attractive women dressed the way that they tend to be dressed, is to just up the intensity of your workout. So it's like if you're going for, like, I can just barely do two plates, right, when I'm bench pressing. So if I'm doing two plates, I literally don't have the mental space to even think about the girls around me. Like, there's no room. I got to focus on these weights, or that shit gonna fall on my neck and it's gonna look like a fucking gym wreck video. Y'all gonna see me on goddamn GIF with the bar on my neck. Fuck that. So like, that's another good strategy. Like, up the intensity of your workout so that you don't even have the mental space to be distracted. Because it's just, one thing that I just noticed this is, like, when you're doing something that demands focus, it's a lot easier to keep from being distracted because the stakes are higher. So when I'm lifting heavier, it's easier for me to tune out people. When I set like a higher goal, like if I'm on a treadmill and the incline is up and the speed is up, again, it's easier to tune out people because I have to stay focused. I don't fall this goddamn treadmill. So up the intensity of your workout if you have an issue being distracted by, you know, the pretty girls at the gym. So this is the last one. Right now, this is very effective. Like, this is a generally effective tool for keeping the gooner thoughts at bay anywhere. It helps with that feel with no girlfriend. I'm telling you, like, and like, this shit has been a great mental exercise for me. We're going into the dark arts here. So now, this is gonna sound a bit contradictory based on things I've said in the past, but just hear me out, right? So when I'm at the gym, and like today, oh my God, there was this one girl, black woman, brown skin. She was probably an inch taller than me. And she had on like a white tight tank top that stopped like right below her belly button, maybe, or right on it. She had on like these blue, almost like camo, like camo print, you know, those tight yoga type pants that girls wear when they're working out. And I mean, she was getting it in too. And she went in there just looking good. You could tell like she knew what she was doing based on the workouts and the form and shit, right? But basically, like, she was the baddest bitch in the gym today. And this happened like just a few hours ago, bro. And but me, being as experienced as I am, I knew how to deal with it. Cause she was right behind me doing her thing, right? Cause I'm doing I'm benching and mixing it up, curling, doing push-ups in the same spot. And she's like behind me doing her thing. And so how did I tune this out? So what I do when I'm at the gym or anywhere else and I see girls like that, I remind myself of one thing, and it works every time. No matter what body type you see, no matter what girl you see, how bad, pretty, big titty goth, fit girls, big booty girl, whatever, the pretty blonde, I always remind myself, every girl that you see, there is a girl with the same body type that's selling it. That's selling it. What you're lusting after, you have to always remind yourself, is that it's for sale somewhere. And obviously I'm talking about prostitution, hookers, etc. Now, the reason why I say it is contradictory is because you guys know I've always said I would never go see a prostitute. And I wouldn't. That's like, you know, no offense to the tricks and the guys who do, but I would never do that shit. But why is it still effective when I tell myself that? Because it puts things into perspective. Why does this guy want to kill himself over a girl that he don't even know? Because his perspective is all fucked up. See, he's looking at that body type, that beauty, that prettiness of that girl in relation to his own value as a man. And is saying there's like, so he's looking at like, I'm down here and she's up there. And there's truth. That's true in terms of like normal dating. But when you look at it from the perspective of prostitution and buying pussy, it ain't about leagues anymore. It's about money, right? So no matter how bad a girl is, I always remind myself, bro, I got the money to buy that. Not maybe from her, but there's a girl that look like her or close to her. I could buy that shit today. So why am I tripping? Why am I putting this girl on such a high pedestal? Why am I lusting so hell over this thing that I can, like, bro, for the price of a PlayStation 5, you can have just about any type of body type that will make you feel that way. And so that's one of the main things I always remind myself. Even though I would never do it, it's about proper perspective, understanding the real value of what you're lusting after. Because if you think about it, you don't know her. You don't know her personality. You don't know if you guys will be compatible. What's drawing you to her and making you feel bad is really the physical. It's the body that you can't have, that you don't have access to. You know, now, of course, this little mind, this little thought experiment is not going to work for girls that you know and you like because of their personality. Because you can't buy that. You can't buy, you know, girls based on the personality and compatibility. So that's something to cry over. It's not going to help for that. But for everyday gooner thoughts, every day I'm at the mall, I'm at the gym, I'm here, I'm there, and I'm seeing all these girls I can't have. Dude, I'm just saying, try it out. Like, cause so much of life is mindset. It's how your mind works. And that's, I always do that. I play with my mind a lot and to see what works as far as like keeping me focused, keeping my vibration and my energy high, keeping myself from getting like bummed out about stupid shit. And that's just one of the things that I notice work in situations like that. Because like I said, the main thing is just putting it in proper perspective. What you're lusting after, what you're feeling bad about is not as valuable or out of reach as you're making it out to be. There's a girl selling the same shit for the price of a PS5 or less. So if you got even a little bit of money, just always remind yourself, like, if I wanted to, I could go buy that. Again, it's not to say that you should buy it or that you would. It's just about the proper perspective. So when you look at it like that, it's like, why am I tripping? why am I tripping? That's like me watching somebody eat a pizza and crying about it, because like I could go buy a piece of my damn. So why are you tripping over shit that you can buy? Now again, this don't work for you know, oh, I'm in love because her personality and we got to know each other. It don't work for that. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, when I think about the girls that I've met where I got a chance to get to know them, and the attraction was more based on personality and compatibility, like that's a whole different ball game. Like there ain't no cope for that. You just gotta take that. You gotta take that one to the chin and just recover. Right. But the physical, like the lust that you feel for women based purely on the physical, bro, like you just got, it's all about how you think about it. It's all about like your mindset and what you know and what you understand about the reality of how this shit go, bro. Like it's for sale. I tell myself, so as bad as that girl at the gym was today, bruh, like she probably was on my mind for like 10, 15 seconds. I was in awe for like a few seconds. And then I was like, bruh, I could buy that. I could buy that now. And then I was back to doing my shit and I was focused. So just keep that in mind whenever, whatever the situation may be, maybe it's at work, school, gym, especially wherever, that last one, I'm telling you, like, think, like when I started looking at life like that, it changed a lot for me. And you guys know, I always shout out Coach Greg Adams because he always got like top tier game for shit. And one thing that he said that I think applies to like that last tip, he always says when it comes to women, she's not out of my league, she's out of my price range. He's a hardcore trick. but that's what he always says, that she's not out of my league, she's out of my price range. Bruh, if you look at shit like that, whether you trick or not, it's just about knowing that's how it really is, bro. Like you can buy a lot of the women, or not that woman, but the same features that you're lusting after, you can buy that somewhere, bro. So don't even trip over it. Don't feel bad about it. It's not as special as you think it is. It might be special to be the guy that she likes naturally and that can get it for free or get it easy, but it's not special what you're lusting after as far as like the physical aspects. You can buy that. It's for sale. It ain't that big of a deal. So I hope you guys enjoyed that video, and I will see you in the next. So, Johnny!